All right. It's Labor Day afternoon, 2023. And, you know, I have things that I need to talk about. I'll just confess. There's things that I need to talk about, and I can't help it. I drive down the road trying to mind my own business, have a peaceful, sleepy afternoon, and I got to talk about things. I consider the things that are going wrong in the world, how messed up this country is. And I look at a lot of very, very wonderful people that are doing their best, very talented, capable, and courageous people that are working so hard to turn things around. And I keep coming to the conclusion that we're battling the symptoms and not the cause. And this is another podcast that will disturb people. And I trust me, I get as tired as you do of hearing myself talk about the things I talk about. But I can't help it. This is what I got to say. Communism is a symptom. The woke agenda is a symptom. Transgenderism is a symptom. Homosexuality is a symptom. These are symptoms. It's not about rolling back the clock and saying we're going to outlaw homosexual marriage. We're not even talking about that. Hatred towards the white race is a symptom. Hatred of Jesus Christ and what Jesus Christ said is a symptom. The persecution of people with traditional values is a symptom. The use of non-words, the use of non-morality terms in order to change the course of this country is a symptom. Don't be racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, and anti-Semitic. Those terms have utterly replaced the Ten Commandments. Those are symptoms. Oh, but Fritz, what's the problem? What's the root of the problem? Okay, the devil, Lucifer, Satan, the serpent. You're right. He's a bad influence. And he's trying to work his way and his will in the world. And the greatest gift of the devil is deception. His greatest ability is to deceive people. Over and over, it talks about how he deceives nations and he deceives the whole world. Now, who has the truth? It's the church. The vineyard was taken away from a people called the Jews, taken away from them, stripped away from them. Matthew chapter 21, Jesus Christ looks straight in their faces. He says, dude, the care of the vineyard will be stripped away from you. It will be given to a different ethnos. That's not the topic of the discussion today, but it was. And let's just say the church has care. Now, there was a certain people that, as the Europeans become Christendom. Right? I'll just get that, you know, let's cover that. See, so you don't have to guess about what I'm talking about. So that's number one. The church has to say the full counsel of God. Number two, okay, there's God and the devil, right? There's Jesus Christ and the devil, right? Do they not have their own followers? How do you think Jesus Christ gets the gospel of Jesus Christ preached? Through Christians. How do you think the devil does his work? Through the devil's children. This is not rocket science. This is basic Bible 101. How do you think the gospel is preached in the world? Do angels come down and do it? Do angels come down and preach the gospel in your city? Does an angel stand in your pulpit and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ? No, he does not. Happens through people. People called Christians. People who have been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Publicly have sworn loyalty to him, I hope. Because if all this is a morality game, then we are literally good for nothing. Which kind of expresses the condition of the church. We don't even follow our own morality. We pretend like it's a morality cloud, and we don't even follow our own morality. And it's not. We've sworn an oath of loyalty forever to a monarch named Jesus Christ. That's what it is. Forever and ever and ever, we swear an oath of fealty, of loyalty unto death to Jesus Christ. We carry that out through our words and our deeds. including not living our life, even if they come to kill us. We're not friends with the world. We're loyal to Jesus Christ. We don't care for the acceptance and the adulation of the world. And the church has substituted loyalty to Jesus Christ for the adulation of the world. We want to be good Christians, so we don't want to be racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, or anti-Semitic. And we think that makes us a good Christian. And nothing could be further from the truth. I've covered that here. But the Satan doesn't have demons standing on a street corner preaching Satan worship. Now, demons may inhabit people, and they may work through people, just as the Holy Spirit may inhabit Christians and may work through Christians. This is hard. This is hard because nobody wants to be hated. Not you, not me, not them. If you love the world, you make yourself an enemy of God. I can't make it any clearer than that. Jesus Christ went to the Garden of Eden. He says there's going to be hatred between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. The devil's babies and the children of God, those baptized in Jesus Christ, not people that have rejected Jesus Christ. The devil's babies, the seed of the serpent, Jesus Christ identified in John 8:22. If you don't know what that is, look it up. I don't want to be a broken record. Revelation 2:9, Revelation 3:9. And the devil's babies, Satan's synagogue, they preach their gospel. They go out and they spread a message. It's not the demons that do it. It's not Satan himself. They may inhabit people and go out and spread their message, just like the Holy Spirit inhabits Christians and we spread our message. The devil's babies can't attack the Holy Spirit. They attack the Christian. Now, I know. We war not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and all the evil spirits of darkness in heavenly places. I got that. But we turn around as a church and we grovel before and worship before Antichrist peoples. And I'll say plural because I want to be inclusive in this. Oh, I would never be sexist. I would never be homophobic. I would never be anti-Semitic. I would never be racist. And the church has substituted the law of God and the word of God for these man-made traditions, which is exactly the definition of Judaism, according to Matthew chapter 15. And then we stand there and we preen and we pluck and we pose in our self-created righteousness as we reject the words of Jesus Christ and prefer the friendship with the world to loyalty to our monarch, Jesus Christ. I can't let another hour go by without just saying this. Our loyalty is to our monarch, Jesus Christ, not to people that reject him. You got to stop. You got to get over that. Satan, the deceiver, has deluded and deceived the Christian church. Now, a lot of you may be very willing to say, oh, yes, I know, the Pope is deluded. The Pope is deceived. The current Pope, he does what he does, and he believes what he believes, and he says what he says, and we're in agreement about that. And yes, I know the Church of England is, having, homosexual priest or whatever. You're right. You're absolutely right. You know what the big thing is? Somehow we call the devil's children God's children. That's a problem. That's a big fat problem. You're going to have to deal with that issue. What do I mean by dealing with that issue? People get afraid when I say something like that. I say, number one, the church has to recognize who the devil's children are. Oh, we're trying to create a tolerant and inclusive community. No, here's what you're doing. You're extinguishing the white and Christian race, You're extinguishing all Christian ideas from this nation. We're going down the toilet. The symptoms may be communism. The symptoms may be Islam. The symptoms may be trannyism, homosexuality, the illegal nature of the Ten Commandments in government schools. Those are symptoms. There's people that carry this out. Just like there's pastors and Christians that are filled with the Holy Ghost that preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. But the church has decided it wants to be friends with the world, friends with the seed of the serpent. And they grovel before them and worship them, and they like a false prophet, tell everybody else to worship these people who aren't even those people. They're not even those people. I covered this a couple days ago. Marilyn Monroe is a Jew, I guess. She converted to Judaism, so I guess all her kids are Jews. Not that she has any. Some gal named Kloss, some supermodel named Kloss, she converted to the Talmudism. Talmudism is a good way to put it. All her kids are Jews. The Khazarians converted to Talmudism. That's millions and millions of Jews. They claim to be Jews. Daniel Silva, great author, love his books, really have enjoyed his book. He's converted to Judaism. Now he's a Jew. Go Google up converts to Judaism. In our own generations, there's all kinds of people. Look at Ivanka Trump, converted to Jew. Now all our kids are Jews. And so my question the other day was, what makes a Jew a Jew? And I even talked about Paul. And I'm getting closer to the opinion that these people that call themselves Jews, including Herod the Great, who was actually from Edom, he was an Edomite, Esau, Jacob I loved, Esau I hated, that Esau. And we go around and we tell these people whose ancestors converted to the Talmud something that's not true about them. This is the kind of deception that Satan does. All right, and then these people, they spread their quote-unquote liberal and tolerant ideas, which means driving the Ten Commandments out of the public schools, making abortion illegal, making trannyism the flavor of the day, legalizing homosexual marriage, mass importation of non-whites and non-Christians into the white and Christian nations, which God divided up. He said, I've created the races. I gave them their times and their boundaries. All the way back to Babel. Ten commandments, they eliminate the fifth commandment especially, which is loyalty to one's racial ancestors. That's good for them, but not good for us. That's good for them, but not good for the whites. All right. I'm just throwing that out there. I won't belabor that. I got another thing to say, another thing to talk about. There was some more recent press articles about me, and you already know about that. But one of the things, apparently a Republican senator by the name of Charles Grassley, good Republican senator, I forget what state he's from, Midwestern state. And he's digging into my business now. He wants to find out from my employer to this, that, and the other thing about me because of some picture that's been painted about me. And we saw roughly a year ago that the 75 congressmen expressed outrage to my employer that I was employed by my employer. And so my message to people is man, I'm telling you, you got to stop being afraid. You got to stop being afraid. And this is why I talk about these terms. And these are terms of opprobrium. These are terms of hatred. These are terms of designed to incite hatred towards others that have a different point of view. And I just go back to what Jesus Christ said. Look, Jesus had a few enemies. And all Christians will say, oh, yeah, we're supposed to be just like Jesus. We're supposed to be just like Jesus. He's our example. He's our model. He's our role model. And we're supposed to, what would Jesus do? But when it comes down to it, we're terrified of following the path of Jesus. We're terrified. Christians are terrified. They don't see it in their pastors. They don't see it in their pastors. Sorry, not sorry. They don't see fearlessness in their pastors. They think a pastor is fearless when he comes out and says homosexuality is wrong. And they think he's fearless. And they try to just stay inside the boundaries of what's going to be acceptable to the world. Oh, we understand that that's your religious perspective, and we respect your religious opinion, but we're going to be teaching that at your grade school anyway, so suck on that, pastor. And the pastors are just respectful enough for the world to say, well, we'll pray for you. We will pray for you, and we'll pray against the devil. But the pastor won't get down and dirty. And same for Christians. Same for the average Christian. They won't get down and dirty. They won't say what Jesus Christ said. You know, you read through the book of Acts, you say, who is the enemy of the church of Jesus Christ? It's very apparent in the book of Acts. Mentions that word over 80 times in the book of Acts as the enemies of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. What am I asking for? I'm asking for courage on the part of Christians to say, look, and if Fritz Berger is wrong, you tell me I'm wrong. I'm telling you, this is what the word says, and I've gone over this ad nauseum. But here's the big thing, I think. One issue is people don't believe. You can read the Word of God. You can read what the Holy Scripture says, and you say, well, I don't believe that. And you interpret it away, which is what the Jews did to the Law and the Prophets. I don't even want to call them Jews anyway. What the Talmud people did to the Law and Prophets. The Talmud people. People whose ancestors converted to Talmudism. Ashkenazis. Okay, Talmud people. They converted to Talmudism. Their ancestors did. They call themselves by a different word. False Jews of the synagogue of Satan, Jesus Christ said. In the modern